Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Obi-Wan here at your service. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good buddy Jim Ostroff back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the outstanding editors over at the Kiplinger Editors. He's here with this week's Kiplinger letter that they've been publishing since 1923. How about that for an American family-owned business out there fighting and scratching out their future in a sea of great big conglomerate sharks. Always proud of the Kiplinger folks. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show. Did we miss you? Jimmy, you there?
Yes, good
there
morning.
Is. There he is.
Sorry,
I can tell you're already excited about being here, aren't you?
I am, and I was just chatting with R2-D2, and
there you
he
go.
Says hello, sends his best.
I appreciate that. Hey, Jim, yeah. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a big problem down in the Gulf right now, Jim, and it's one of those things that the oil spill, the explosion of the platform. And of course, first, our hearts and prayers go out to the families of the 11 who perished. And I don't know that they've ever found any of those people. I mean, I think they just blown to smithereens. And
yeah.
And so there was a loss of life, and that's a tragedy. Never want to minimize that. But in the meantime, this thing is spewing millions of gallons of oil into the ecosystem in the Gulf, and it's also having an impact on the ecosystem of the marketplace, isn't it?
Well, but yes, to various extents. The thing is that at least so far, we've not seen a massive wash up of oil or oil products. There's been some. Hopefully, that will remain the case. The thing here is there's a big unknown, and there's an enormous potential for creating monumental environmental damage, but also economic damage.
Right.
If the oil washes up far enough, for various reasons, it could close ports, which are very key for commerce.
The whole southern Gulf area of the United States. The entire horseshoe there,
right.
from Brownsville, Galveston, New Orleans, Biloxi, Mobile, Pensacola, all the way around Tampa. That whole horseshoe, that whole crescent there, is heavily dependent upon not only trade, international trade, but also tourism.
Tourism.
It's huge. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry every year for each one of those states.
And seafood as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not to mention. I mean, think about, folks. There are thousands and thousands of small businesses that depend upon the fruit of the Gulf.
There are, and I got to say, because this is a web and a chain. If areas of the Gulf were closed for any period of time, you would have people in the Midwest and the West suffer
right.
dramatically. Because ultimately, the products they make are taken, down to the Gulf
right.
For export. And the same token, a lot of stuff comes in here. Like we saw after Hurricane Katrina. How gas pump prices jumped more than a dollar within
right.
a few days.
Right.
And
so far, that hasn't really happened, though.
It has not happened, no.
Because it is one of the things, as catastrophic as this spill is, it does have to be, in terms of its production, it has to be put in perspective. I saw something that there's like 30,000 of these in on our coastlines.
Well,
and there may be more. I don't. How many are there? Do you know?
That is about right, although this Deepwater Horizon, what was just about to come into production, and it would have been huge, but...
So this particular one had not actually been in production yet?
That's correct. So okay. Its loss doesn't matter in terms of supply. The issue is whether right. the Gulf is closed and then
right.
Imports
right.
Are stopped.
But also, yeah. this puts pressure, I mean, to the degree... Not only does it affect the people that the bounty of the Gulf that for these small businesses and the people and their customers, but it puts pressure on upward pressure on other seafood, because with that if that seafood is not available,
then
it pushes consumers to other markets, and that drives those that's going to drive those prices up.
That's correct.
So this is there are a lot of the ramifications of this one explosion. Is enormous. So far, though, it hasn't been catastrophic, at least for maybe some of those locals down there who we think about quite a bit. Quick break. Twain Tail, stay with us. Can you tell me? Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. If you'll check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, you can find me at Jim Blassingame. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's editor, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. And Jim, we were wrapping up on the oil spill. Are you hearing some of the noise about people who are claiming that this is like a black swan event? This is a major catastrophe. That's the foretelling of the tipping point for Armageddon or whatever.
Yes, we have. And,
are any of these people, are these serious? Any of these people serious people? Are they all wingnuts?
I think some of them are serious. I think they are terribly misinformed and are looking to connect, 15 random dots, make a straight line and say this is it. It's not. I mean, it's terrible, of course, what happened in so many ways, but it's an understandable phenomena. They'll plug the hole at some point, and then you know what? I'm just saying. But let me just say, bottom line, we need the oil.
Well, we do, and the thing is, and again, not to sound harsh or anything, and not Lord knows, nobody appreciates our planet and our ecosystem more than I do. I love wildlife, and I like to go to the Gulf, but still, 42,000 people are killed in car accidents every year.
That's right.
We get in an airplane knowing that if it crashes, we're probably not going to survive. We take these risks every day in our lives, and this is another example of that. I mean, when human beings live their lives, risks are involved, and it's just one of those things. And if you think about it, Jim, with the 30,000 holes that we've drilled in the offshore.
Right.
This is the most dramatic example that I remember of one of these, and how long has it been since we've had one?
Really, in terms of a blowout, you're going back to 1969 off of Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And a final thing here, let me say, after Hurricane Katrina, many rigs were literally blown away.
Yeah.
No oil leaks.
Right.
Something very bad.
Maybe we learned something with this, Jim. Maybe the good news that come out of this will be we learn where the failure was, and we can come up with a fail-safe, a better system, better way of putting these things together, better concrete, maybe, I don't know. But maybe something that will be, hopefully that will be the good that will come from this.
Right.
Jim, let's move over and talk about the economy. Is the euro thing, the euro sovereign debt thing going to settle down? Is that going to continue to be a nagging thing for a global recovery?
I was going to say, most likely, it will be an issue, but it won't be make or break. It won't have an inordinate drag on recovery. Probably not.
But, Jim, it looks like now they're talking about Europe. And, folks, this is important for all of us because as our – you know, we're in a global – even if you're a small business in Sheboygan or Dimebox – you know, Sheboygan, Wisconsin or Dimebox, Texas, you're part of the global economy. I don't care what you do. And, Jim, they're talking about the Eurozone only having about a 1% growth this year. That's below anemic.
Well, it is.
And a lot of that is attributed to this to the austerity programs these countries are having to put in to deal with the sovereign debt.
It is. It's a and again, it depends what is. It's going to be a drag, but you know, Europe's economic growth has always been a drag in the world. But it's much slower.
Right.
And I'm just saying, it is an issue. It will affect world economic growth. Be offset a bit by faster growth elsewhere, China, India, the U.S. But in terms of will this push us into recession, very unlikely.
Yeah. And, of course, it should be pointed out that even when they were rocking and rolling in Europe, so to speak,
right.
That was a 2.25% growth.
That's right. That's
so they've never really had any kind of fast growth over there, attributed, in my opinion, to their socialist marketplace practices, the employment practices that they have over there, and some of the social structures that they have over there are not going to. They don't promote entrepreneurship. Those things do not promote entrepreneurship at all, or businesses growing their business. So that's something that they're going to have to figure out over there. Jim, what about the mortgage on the mortgage front? There's another piece there about that.
There really is some good news on the mortgage front, and we're talking here about securitized loans. Excuse me, very important for making mortgages and ultimately selling homes. And it's not just that the government, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Federal Home Administration, are back in the market, but very important. Just recently, a huge $235 million bundle of jumbo loans, and jumbo is very pejorative.
Right.
They were too big for those government back agencies, but these loans got a great deal of interest from investors and very top ratings.
Mm.
So that shows faith in.
Well, hopefully the faith is because of the underwriting of these mortgages has gotten back to some kind of sanity.
Yeah, and
meaning the buyers have some skin in the game.
That's the key.
As opposed to what we were doing, a few years ago when they were basically junk.
That's right.
So many, especially the subprime mortgages. Hold on to that thought. Jim Ostroff and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Steely Dan bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. This is Peg. Yeah, it's one of their great songs. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's our good friend with the Kiplinger Editors. That's Kiplinger.com, right, Jim?
That's correct. Yes,
and
it is.
You can find all their publications, like the Kiplinger Letter that we work off of every week. It is a weekly publication. Three biweekly letters. They also have the Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine, which is there. You can subscribe to that off the website. And also a phone number, Jim. What is that number?
Yeah, it's a toll-free number, 800-544-1155.
They still got that 30-day free trial, so check that out, folks. Find out which publication you like or all of them, and maybe they'll give you a deal if you buy all of them. But check it out. I've been enjoying the Kiplinger Letter and have been benefiting from it for decades. Jim, I'm just going to set you up for this. I'm not going to add anything to it because
it's okay. Go ahead.
I don't want it to be. I don't want it to sound self-serving.
Yeah.
But under the selling section of your Kiplinger Letter, there's one part there in the middle that I want you to report on.
Yes, no one listens to radio anymore. Oh, my God. No, it is absolutely true. Radio is doing very well nowadays and is critical for companies who want to reach very specific audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, overall, listening is down a tad, but more
than that. You can really segment and focus these days on audiences. Because, Jim, when you and I were kids, the country western, the rock and roll, the R&B, it was all on the same channel.
There were very few channels, most of them national. The thing about radio today is, and that's it, for companies, for advertisers, radio can deliver to you very specific audiences, those most likely to buy your product
and
your service.
And especially, of course, the most beloved of all radio, talk radio, is, you know, obviously that's the creme de la creme, right?
It is, and talk radio is very big.
And so that's another way of segmenting. So, but also you point out that online radio is doing well. And, of course, we're in both of those. We're on the terrestrial radio. We're also online radio. Have been now for a long, long time.
You are, and that's the point. I mean, there are people who say, I want to know what Blasting Games listeners are, who they are, and then they get it. They get basically a demographic profile, and they
exactly.
get those are my target customers.
And that's a great way to do it. And I appreciate you guys bringing that up. And I don't mind a little crass self promotion there, Jim. Hey, let's move over and talk about in the time we have left. Let's move over and talk about the budget situation. There's a government commission that's in operation now. Is that the one that Alan Simpson and what's the other guy? There's a couple. Is that the budget commission? They're working on what to do about our budget, aren't they?
Well, it's the budget, but also the deficit.
Yeah.
And I should say here, you know, Bush did the same thing in 2005, mm-hmm. but for many reasons, it went nowhere. You know, there were a lot of good proposals, ideas, but it just was buried. And, you know, we think this time may be different. Now, I mean, there's another Blue Ribbon Commission, and they'll probably make some of the same recommendations. But I think there is a growing recognition here that, you know, our debt and budget situations are getting out of hand very quickly.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to say our children and grandchildren will, but when it's, oh, we're going to be stuck with this, that's getting people's attention. And, you know.
And by the way, Jim, that's Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles is who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're
Erskine
leading
Bowles,
this Blue Ribbon panel, aren't they?
They are. Erskine Bowles, former SBA, you know, director over here.
Yeah.
And again, coming back to Greece, that is a real wake-up call.
Right.
And elsewhere in Europe, and Spain, and Portugal, and Ireland. And people know, you know, we're not as bad, we're not there yet, but it can happen here.
Right. We've got to look at what's happening in Greece and turn the mirror on ourselves, don't we?
We do.
And that's what I hope these guys are going to do, and I hope it winds up being a nonpartisan, it's a bipartisan effort, because Bowles is a Democrat, Simpson is a Republican, and they're the leaders, and they're more than one group. They're not the only two in the committee, but I hope that this turns into something that can be nonpartisan and can come out with something that's the right direction for America. Now, even if they do, Jim, the question is, will the government follow it?
And that's
the track record isn't good, is it?
No. And again, the point here is, one would say, hopefully many politicians recognize, you know, that it is an issue that's beginning to resonate with voters.
Right.
And therefore, they really have to try.
And I think it will. It will resonate in November. I definitely think that. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, everyone.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. That's Kiplinger.com. Don't forget to check them out over there. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.